Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, go there if you want to check out a Yamaha golf cart or perhaps an e-bike motorcycle. Could be a side-by-side ATV, UTV, fun stuff with motors. And if you have anything that goes wrong, they can take care of it for you in their full service department. They're online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan. Go there and shop. Shop away. That could be something fun for the holidays. That's already a thing now. People are like, in our house, it's like, okay, here's my Christmas list. Oh my God. I'm like, can't we just do without presents? Skip is here. He says, you're early, EZ, so I can listen live. Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah, Fridays I try to get in here a little earlier, and I wanted to get as close to the top of the hour as I could. I probably could have been right at 9, but I am in a weird state right now. I have a small bit of pneumonia, and I also have a small bit of COVID and a small bit of the flu right now coursing through my body. I have never before done the three shots at once. Yesterday was the day for that at about 11:30 a.m. Cole out of Colorado Springs, Colorado says, and you have a broken crank. Thanks. It's not broken. Okay. It's just a little, you know, it's got a bad transmission. It doesn't go as fast as I want it to. But that's neither here nor there. Linda says, how did you qualify for a COVID shot? Now, that's news to me. You mean you had to qualify for it? Like the way you qualify for like a car loan or a home loan? I have not heard that. All I know is that I was in the doctor's office and Dr. Nguyen says, EZ, we've got three vaccinations. You need them. You're getting them right. And I go, yeah, of course. She goes, that's right. Now, I see Joe Martinez is here, and he writes down COVID and the flu are the same thing. Now, that's not true. That is a myth. That is a holdover myth from the old days when, you know, millions of people are dying of COVID. And then the usual knuckleheads are saying, well, it's just the flu. So dumb. Well, anyway, I try to ignore those comments. Basically, what it boils down to me is I listen to my physician. And I would take my physician's opinion on these things over anybody. That's called sound judgment. Listening to your doctor. Like my doctor said, EZ, you are your cholesterol is too high. You're increasing your risk of a grabber as you age. And I'm like, okay, you're right. And it's like, I want you, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, sit down and do one of those arm things. You've got to get more activity and you got to drop 20, 15 to 20. And you got to, that's all. This will all work out if you lose the weight. I go, I know, doctor, I know. So then we get to that point. I've got shots for you. And I could tell she was looking at me, waiting for me to sound like some of you morons with the, well, yeah, I don't believe that COVID's real, or yeah, vaccines, that's going to give me autism. You know how like the morons who subscribe to the ridiculous ramblings of RFK, that idiot. And I'm like, yeah, jam them in me. I don't care what happens. Jam me with vaccine. Fill me full of vaccine. Now, so as she's walking out the door, because she's going to have the nurse do it, she says to me, she goes, okay, you might be a little sick, but not a big deal. And I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, I'm not gonna get in the way of that. Joe Martinez is here. He says, so Eric, what is the difference between COVID and the flu? Well, I would have to look it up. And for the sake of this show, why don't you look it up? I think you can figure that out on your own. It's all there. And besides, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to pick a fight with me over this. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm in my lane. All right? I am in my lane doing my lane things. Nick here seems to know things. Black belt Nick, COVID is a variant of cold viruses, and the flu is not. Look, at the end of the day, this is all I know. Millions died from COVID. Thus, I want to keep myself safe as much as possible. Give myself a fighting chance. So I put this vaccine into me, and then I feel better about myself. Same thing with the flu. Same thing with the pneumonia shot. I am bulletproofed from the three. But like the doc said, I feel like shit. Cole has a question. What is the actual number that died? You see, I know what you're doing there. This is like a MAGA question line. Even though Joe Martinez is not MAGA, he is still stupid. So he's kind of like not MAGA, but at the same time, he is dumb. So that's why he's coming at me with that. And Cole, same goddamn thing. What is the actual number that died? Look it up. What are you asking me for? What do I look like? Wikipedia, you fuck stain? Holy shit. Stevie tells Cole to Google it. Bread Bull Brain Chris knows. He says six people died from COVID. Black Belt Nick says, the COVID shot is not my thing, but I'll get my flu shot next month. Corey says, I don't understand why MAGA hates the vaccine so much, considering Trump was the one that pushed to have it made. Yeah, I don't know. I don't ask questions. Skip says, I have a heart condition and I'm not scared. Y'all need to chill out. Oh, I don't think it's about being scared. It's about personal preference. You know, if you want to open yourself up to possibly dying or being very, very sick, hey, knock yourself out. More Social Security for me in the long run. Becca Shea says, everybody trusted their doctor until Trump came into office. Yeah, I don't know about that. You see, my MAGA audience members, I would like to think that they trust their doctor. I would like to think that my MAGA crew are not stupid. They just wanted a different president in office. But they actually care about their health. That's, to me, that's the best of both worlds for them. David, who is one of my beloved MAGA audience members, he says, how do so many people think everything is a conspiracy or fake? I don't know. Anyway, Allen's here, and he says he's a MAGA fuck, and he trusts his doctor. Outstanding. Nick's here. He is reaching out to us from Houston, Texas. He is an air traffic controller. Hopefully the budget will be passed soon so you can get your money that they owe you. So the nurse comes in. She's got the three. She puts two in the right arm, one in the left. The COVID one was the most uncomfortable. I don't know why that is. Can anybody tell me what's happening there? Like, I've probably known this, but if someone said to me right then and there, what is happening to you? Because it wasn't long by the end of the evening last night when I was doing the Patreon podcast, I did not feel well at all. I even mentioned it. And it was getting worse. So I went to bed, and I was in bed before 7 p.m., and Pooh Bear was in there with me. She's looking at her phone playing Candy Crush or whatever the hell. And I had I was feeling very, very bad. I was cold but warm at the same time. I felt lethargic, and by this morning I had a headache. But I slept the whole night, and that's what she was talking about. She says, "EZ, you're probably gonna get sick. You're getting a lot, but it's okay." Joe Martinez, again, one of our brain dead contingents. His suggestion is that they injected poison into you. See, if I had to decide between who would I think would be more appropriate to give medical advice or weigh in, would it be my physician or the guy who adds Freon to AC units? Let me think about that. All right. I am just hopeful that your dumb fuck, ignorant attitude has not percolated and been transferred to your lovely children. I hope that when you're at the house ranting and raving like the moron that you are, they're just going, "Ah, shut up, old man. My God, what a dumb dick." But the doc was right. I was feeling rough, and I woke up today and I didn't feel much better, but I had a headache. And then I was seated right here and I was freezing and sweating at the same damn time. I'm like, "Oh God, we just got to get through it." The thought did cross my mind that I may bail on doing podcasting, but then I said, "Fuck this shit. This is perfect. This is exactly the mode that you want to be in to do the best show possible. You're wide awake, you're sharp, and you feel bad. Now take that negative energy that is coursing through your body and do a show, asshole." And here we are. Joe Martinez weighs in, who, by the way, we haven't heard or seen from Joe Martinez in quite some time. Joe, I'm guessing I should take that information you gave me the other day and just kind of lay low with that? Or what is your take on that? Because you and I had been talking in the past 24 hours. If I get no response, that means I'll just zip it, you know? Joe says, "I'm not even a MAGA idiot, and they believe, that doctors believe that COVID is the flu." Yeah, I haven't heard that one, Joe. Joe says, "Whatever you want." So Joe is giving me the green light. Joe is in the fight of his life. Longtime supporter of the podcast, despite his dickheaded attitude about vaccines and COVID. Okay? And make no mistake, as much as he has driven me crazy with all of his Michigan Go Blue nonsense and dogging on the Lions, he's as genuine and is the real deal as they come, and a valuable asset to the community and to the Eric Zane Show podcast. We've had a wonderful relationship, me talking about him and him talking about me. Boy, EZ, this sounds very, very serious. Well, it is. Joe has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And all I can tell you is what he told me. Joe has informed me that that is 100% true. And coming up on the 15th of this month, he is going through some rather extravagant testing to determine if the cancer is in the prostate only. Now that, I'm guessing, would be the ideal scenario. Obviously, cancer in other places means treatment in other places, and let's hope that that is not the case. So, Chronic Mayhem Corey says, I wish I'd known that before. I told him not to look up what chemotherapy was. Bum 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 bum. I don't know much more than that. Joe informed me that upon completion of that test and the ensuing results, he will then decide a course of action. That is all I know. God be with you. And yeah, everybody's pulling for you. I'm just hopeful that it is completely treatable and you can resume your version of hell raising in a fairly quick amount of time. So good luck, and I await any updates from you concerning this. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I suspected as much with the clues this summer. Then I saw Corey's comment. Corey adds, is that almost along the lines of when Freebeer said, I hope your husband is doing well, and the widow said he died right afterwards? A little bit. But I think the best moment was on display two nights ago during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All right. And I'll talk about that in a second. Joe Martinez chimes in with, if I do the surgery, I'll be like you. My dick won't work. That is not true. I can 1,000,000% get an erection. Okay. It just, I really need to be wound up to be able to blast a little goo, because my pump to get ball juice out of my dick tip is ridiculously weak. So it slows down my libido, and that's what happens. The yogurt cannon doesn't really blast, but and that's what the doc said to me. She goes, "So Eric, I need to know, can you get an erection?" I go, "Yes, doctor, I can." She says, "How's the sex life?" And I said, "Well, I'm not nearly the sexual dynamo that I was," and she laughed. She goes, "What do you mean?" And I told her exactly what I'm telling you. She goes, "Okay, so you're not chasing her around the house." I go, "No." She goes, "How does she goes, "We can give you medicine for that." I go, "Yeah, I don't know. Maybe at some point." And then she says, "Well, I need to know how Mrs. Z is responding to this." I go, "Well, you know, she's going through menopause. And, you know, it's not like we were doing it every day prior. So I think both of our libidos are at about the same level. So it's not really an issue at this moment at all." And she goes, "Yeah, you know, I see that." She goes, I have several people that are patients who are in their 70s and 80s and they still do it every day. And I said, "Well, that's disgusting." Alan says, "Was that the official diagnosis? Fucked up yogurt cannon." Yeah, yogurt cannon is still upright. It just, it doesn't have like a fifth speed. It's stuck in fourth. And they didn't tell me that when they gave me the medicine. When I started taking the medicine to make this a thing to help with the prostate, my prostate is twice the size of a normal person's. They didn't say, oh, and by the way, so I like had to find out on my own. That was a bummer. Questions I get asked, EZ, enlarged prostate. Is there concerns of prostate cancer? No, they are not related. BPH is what I experience. Benign prostate hyperplasia, enlargement of the prostate gland. Stevie says, can't you get that removed? It seems like an easy fix. Yes, and that is an option, but they suggested I do that later in life. I take it back. There's a procedure called aquablation where they use like a high pressure water thing going through your pee-pee hole and decrease the size of it and open up the passageways, but it causes scar tissue. So they're not too keen on me doing that at a young age because if it doesn't work, it makes it more of a difficult procedure the second time around. So there's that. And then just having it removed. Yeah, I don't like the idea of going under the knife. Amanda is throwing out a professional bit of advice. She says it could possibly be easier for you to orgasm if somebody was able to tickle it. So she's suggesting like someone go up through my butt and do it that way. Now, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing. That would require some trial and error. And I don't know if anybody's down for that. Now, if you're volunteering, I would have to run it by Pooh Bear. So you basically, I would be giving away the opportunity for audience members to tickle my prostate. Now, that sounds kind of weird. And so I really think that might not be an option. Joe Martinez is here talking about his diagnosis. He says, actually, I have a extra large prostate. He says, I don't know if this came out right. Sometimes voice to text is weird. He wrote, so pellet radiation would not be an option. Okay. Good to know. Obviously, you've got some high-level discussions to have with your physician. Skip's here. He says, I believe in Eastern medicine. What foods help with prostate? I'm sure you've looked it up. I have not. Bread Bull Brain Chris suggests that our pal Boring Dean would give you a hand. All right, so that's a lot of health talk right now on the show. Thank you, Joe, for being part of the show. Your Michigan team is playing football this week. I wonder who they are playing. I don't know. I might be able to find out quicker than you can, though. It looks like they are playing home against Wisconsin. I don't know if they're pretty good, but Michigan and Wisconsin on Saturday. Ben Glaze is here. He says Wisconsin and they're going to lose. AP top 25. All right. That is not a top 25 football team. Michigan is 20th. Let's see who Michigan State is going to play. I like that quarterback of theirs, that Aiden Chiles. They travel to Nebraska. Nebraska's pretty good. and it's in Nebraska. Michigan State needs to win that game. The Lions are in Cincinnati. The Bengals are depleted without Joe Burrow. They stink. If the Lions lose, it'll be a miracle. They are not good at all. So I was watching the baseball game yesterday, and the weirdest damn play happened. Kuipers is going to be at the Michigan game. I was watching the Tigers, and they were leading 6-1. And I have a tendency, if I ever watch a game, things start to fall apart quickly. I don't know why that is. It tends to happen more than I'd like it to. Tigers have to win to advance in the playoffs. Now, keep in mind that in the middle of July, the Tigers were ahead of Cleveland by 15.5 games. They managed to piss all of that away and lose the division title, and they kind of barely got into the playoffs. I didn't like that they had like a big champagne party to get it after they kind of, you know, pissed it away and still got into the playoffs. But there they are celebrating. All right, big deal. 3-game series against Cleveland. Tigers win yesterday. They advance. That's huge. But it was going so poorly. They were up 6-1. Cleveland's got two guys on. Some dickhead hits the ball. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, 1.5 inches thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And it's going to be an easy out at first base. And the inning is going to end. And the Tigers are going to go to the ninth, leading 6-1. And they ended up winning, so it doesn't matter. But, man, I was shitting my pants because the pitcher was covering first base. Like, the ball is hit. It's a shitty hit. And one of the infielders picks it up, and the first baseman has it, and he's going to throw it to the pitcher who's running to first. And all he has to do is, while he's running, catch the ball, step on first, and the dick drops it. So the two guys go all the way around. They score. And the guy who was running to first, he realizes that the idiot dropped it, and the ball rolls off to the side of the field. He takes off to second. But instead of running, that dickhead for Cleveland looks back and starts to trot, which was a huge mistake because the ball is still live. Well, the dickhead pitcher who dropped it picked it up and threw the ball as hard as he could to second on a rope at 500 miles an hour. And the second baseman caught it and tagged the guy running out. End of inning. Now, those runs still counted, but it didn't fucking matter. So that went from easy out, absolute disaster, to, well, that's not so bad. And they ended up winning. So that was huge. 6-3, good for them. They take on a team called the Mariners in Seattle on Saturday. And I guess they have some fucking unbelievable player named Cal Raleigh, who they call the Big Dumper. And I'm not sure why they call him that. But the Big Dumper has hit more than 60 home runs. I know he has at least 60. He may have hit more. There's only been like a handful of people who have ever hit 60 home runs. And a lot of them were the Juiced era. McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds. So we don't count them. You got to go Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, Cal Raleigh, and then those three junkies. Number of players who have hit 60 or more home runs in a season. Bonds doesn't count. McGuire did it twice. Sosa doesn't count. Aaron Judge, that counts. So Judge, Ruth, Maris, and Cal Raleigh are the only four. Fuck those other assholes. I don't think any of those guys are in the Hall of Fame, Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, from the steroid era. But nowadays, if you're worth anything, they have much more extensive testing, and it's pretty much impossible to cheat in baseball. Tyler says, he was watching that play when Will Vest dropped the ball. I jumped off the couch and I went for a run immediately after that play. I couldn't handle it, LOL. Now, dude, I am with you. I shut it off too. I started podcasting. I am learning as I age that these high-pressure moments, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I don't watch. I will not sit down and watch. It causes me too much anguish. The last time I really did that was in that fucking Lions game in the NFC Championship when they were beating the shit out of San Francisco, and then the second half started and they laid an egg and lost. Fuck it. I haven't watched one game this year, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. The new thing is listen on the radio. An hour after the game, the NFL puts out a synopsis, 15-minute video of every play that mattered in the game. That's what I do. And I'm going to maintain that. Like, if they go to the Super Bowl, I'm not, fuck that. I'm not watching. The only way that will happen is if I'm at a neutral site. Like, I have to go to Charity Scam Mike's for Thanksgiving, and the game is on then. Then I'll watch it, because that's the setting. But other than that, forget it. I'm not doing it. It's too stressful for me. It wrecks me. I don't like that type of anxiety. I have become quite a nervous little bitch over the years. Skip says, I usually can't listen live because I work overnights. When is the next pinball event? I want to meet all these great people. How great is that? Yes, we haven't yet done it, but I'll be sure to let you know. You can't miss it. I got to get a hold of the folks over at Pinball Land. Yeah, that's a good time. That is a fun, fun time. Okay, so this weekend, Saturday, gone, leaving, going to help take care of Dad and Joanne. Joanne convalescing, 1 of 6 to 8 weeks now in the books that she cannot be placing weight on her damaged leg, her knee, broke her knee. So as I talked about, they're at the house next door to my stepsister's house because they own that house too. This house wasn't being used because the sweet lady that was in it passed away. That was Sue's mother-in-law. So now it's theirs. Well, it's perfect. It's on a lake. It's beautiful. So Dad and Joanne are there. And I expect to be talking about the Guns of Navarone with Dad and just keeping them company. And the people that had been waiting on them hand and foot, my stepsister, my her husband, my stepsister's beloved husband, Jim, they're like, we just want to get out of the house. We've been having to take up the caregiver thing. So this is key, you know, they're going to need that. And though we live far, far away, it's still important to be like unified, everybody kind of pitch in when they can. So Saturday we'll get there around lunch. Sunday we'll leave after dinner, and then that'll be that. I know that some of you want to watch my puppy dogs. The idea has been floated. Easy. You can take a puppy dog to various audience members' houses for them to watch. But that is not going to happen because they cannot be separated. And this sweet lady who I've been going to forever, who watches my dogs, her name is Lisa. They love it over there. Side note, there is possibility that I could run into my former show member, Kyle. Remember Kyle? I've talked about him quite a bit. I worked with him for 6 days, and then the whistleblower informed me about Kyle's tendencies. Kyle takes his fucking dogs there. And I'm hopeful that one day I'll run into him. And you know who else takes their dogs there? Steve from Free Beer and Hot Wings. So that would be great. Rebecca says, pedophile? Allegedly? Yes. Allegedly pedophile. And also Kelly Cheese, she brings her dog there. So, oh my God, that would be spectacular if I showed up there and I got my phone out and recorded the interaction. Because I think there's a chance there that Kelly could punch me in the nose. Because, I mean, this is, she's a little tightly wound. And I think of all those people, I think that the boys would be more likely to just kind of cower and not say anything to me. But Kelly she strikes me as an ass kicker who could very well sock me and right in the nose. Skip says I reached out to him. He didn't respond. I guess he knows I know. I don't know what you're referring to. It's all allegedly, of course. Rebecca says she would for sure punch you in the face. Okay. Now, I think I would gladly take that punch. And I think I might even be somewhat aroused. She is she's a powerful woman. She is lanky, tall, and athletic. I think she actually was an athlete when she was growing up. And if she balled up a fist, and I think because she grew up with brothers, she knows how to punch. I mean, I know this for a fact because when I was talking with Ross, he told me that she's tough as shit and she can throw a mean punch. Now, I don't know the extent, if it was playful or she beat the shit out of him. But now I think that What she doesn't know about me, though, is I have berserker strength. And that's something like the Hulk. The madder he gets, the stronger he gets. All Armenians are blessed with it. And I have old man strength. So I think that, and I have a high pain threshold. Ben Glaze says she can throw a mean plate of food. Why am I talking about this? Because if she challenged me to a charity fist fight, I would do that. I would fight her and any member of that show and for a charitable event. We could have it, set up a ring somewhere and sell tickets for it. And I'm just throwing it out there. If you are frustrated and sick and tired of being embarrassed on who are these free beers, and I'll do it. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not even kidding. You don't even have to reach out to me. You can have one of your pals reach out and be the liaison and coordinate this. Nick is here. He's skilled pugilist. He says, I'll be your corner man and your trainer. Yeah, you're going to need to put down the stool, and you're going to need to make sure that I've got the water and give me encouragement. But I'm going to windmill punch my way and probably eat a lot of punches. But she's going to look like she was in a fight. Okay? Skip says, I'd buy in and even get you guys your favorite beverage for the fight. I don't know what that means. Aram says, local celebrity boxing match. 100%. I've always found those to be, well, if you think about it, whenever there's any of those, what's a guy's name? Jake Paul. Hang on a second. I got to send this message. Whoops. Period. I will get that done ASAP. Period. What's the latest I can get it to you? Question mark. Currently podcasting. My friends over at Q100 needed some audio from me. Rebecca says that the match could probably sell out 20 Monroe. Aram says hopefully he's been training since 15-second fight. Joe put a hurting on him during the rematch. Oh, that was bad. All right. So I know that I have some regular audience members, like the Nose, who pays attention to me to see if I'm going to slander her or something like that. And she's well aware of me. That's why she tried to get me canceled when she reached out to Q100, which, by the way, she ignored the cease and desist that I sent to her. This is Freebeer's wife. I'm a little bit more loose-lipped about it these days, but that's okay. The warning that I gave her is still in play, and since I took that step, because most of the time it's important to give that warning, give a person a chance to be put on blast or to let them know that, hey, you have to stop this. This is untrue. You are saying untrue things about me. You must stop immediately. Cease and desist or further legal action could take place. She has that now. And so if she does it again, I'm going to sue her. I have never said anything terrible about her children. It was a complete made-up lie. I won't tolerate that shit. However, the Italian, he would draw up the contract for the fight. And you could have an entire bitch brigade there. You could have Kelly, and the Nose would be in her corner, and so could Maitland. Those three, and then it would be me and Nick the Black Belt in the other corner. I am 1,000,000% serious about this. if any of you communicate with Kelly Cheese or to that show, can you please do this for me and suggest that I am willing to fight Kelly? She's devastatingly angry with me for some reason. I can't figure out why. I don't know what I've ever done to her, but she wants to kill me. And I can't have it where it's just some moment outside of the place where I drop my dogs off in the front lawn. I need more eyes on this. Corey says she looks like she has really strong legs. Yes, she does. She is an athletic specimen, without a doubt. Rebecca says proceeds go to Kids Food Basket. Absolutely. I love Kids Food Basket. They'd be stuck in the middle because they love me over at Kids Food Basket, and I know that they work with them. Cole says, how many Freebird Hot Wings members could you beat in a fight at once? All of them. Hot Wings would be so slow, he wouldn't move. Freebeer would be crying. Steve would be turning the other way and act like nothing is happening. Kelly would be shrieking and screaming and trying to murder me. And Tommy would be flirting with dudes in the front row. Badger says she would kick your ass. I don't think so. Stevie says Steve would be talking about his kids. Corey says Kelly is the only fighter on that show. I don't give a shit. I'm Armenian. I am fueled by rage. They could do lead-up fights in the undercard of listener versus listener, auction off the opportunity. Badger says she looks fast. Oh, she is. She is fast, and she's an athlete. But I will beat her ass. So, do I expect anything to come out of this? Of course not. But if she really wants to put her money where her mouth is, she, the nose, and Maitland need to get into the squared circle with your old pal EZ. I got an email from Chris, and I have to be careful about it because he said some not so nice things about the nose. And I gotta like pre-read it at the same time. I haven't had time to write you, and I know this happened a while ago, but I want to comment on the whole saga of the nose causing trouble and chaos with your sponsors and your employers over her claim of you attacking her children and giving them anxiety. I write this below as if I'm speaking to the nose. All right, now this is harsh. Chris wrote, I shouldn't expect much more from someone willing to get pounded by Freebeer as much as you do, but you are pathetic. Now, I can't agree with that. Just because two people have a healthy sex life doesn't mean that a person is pathetic. He continues, Zane has never once attacked your child or has said anything that would give them anxiety. Well, I agree with that. He writes, if their friends, though, were to hear Freebeer talking about them, he wrote it weird. If their friends were to hear them talking about them. Okay, that was the end of the sentence. Then he writes, I find it funny that their stepdad, talking for an entire year about pounding their mom daily, almost making it a fun game on the radio, did not produce any sort of anxiety for your children. Or maybe when their stepdad accidentally texted the dog sitter sexual things that were meant for you and then shared it with everyone on the radio. I guess that happened. I doubt that will cause any anxiety if their friends caught wind of that episode. So what he's saying there is that would cause them anxiety. I could list a million more things that Greg has said or done on the radio that don't even compare to Zane. But you know that. Your petty attempt to ruin his reputation and livelihood is short-lived and poorly thought out. You are such a problem. You actually make me feel bad that free beer has to be with you. Chris adds, if you want to redeem yourself, go after Zane and leave his sponsors and career out of it. What you did was spineless and irresponsible. You are so terrible that even your own dog choked itself to death not to have to be with you. Well, I cannot support that crack. First of all, I don't know anything about that. I have no idea that the dog... How would he know that the dog choked itself to death to not to have to be with you? Wow. Then he writes, that might have been a little too mean, but what the hell? You go after Zane, you attack the whole group of us, motherfucker. Learn your lesson and stop being a dick. All right. So I can understand where he's coming from. But some of that is a little bit strongly worded. I cannot support all of those mean comments, but some of them are fantastic. I hope you got a laugh out of that. Sorry for the lack of clips lately. Their show has continued to worsen, especially with the Steve stories. His poor kids. Little Nicky was just sitting outside staring at the neighbor's empty house because it was better than being with his dad. Oh, my God. Hey, Steve, maybe be a better father and go and play with your kid instead of snapping photos of the little guy sitting outside staring all alone. Take care. Sorry for the long read. I had a coffee way too late tonight, and it's keeping me up. He sent that at 2:35 a.m. this morning. Now, I'll say this. I don't think that Steve is a bad father at all. Based on what he said to me, he seems to dote over his children. And I do not support that crack. I am 100% convinced that he is a fine father. We just don't need to hear about it every time he opens his boring mouth. Amy's here. She says, oh my God, it's Bread Bowl Brain Chris's birthday. Happy birthday, Bread Bowl Brain Chris K. Aram says, I have to drop out. Remind him to cover the Larry David moment. You need to see his face. Aram's right. Aram, have a good day. And happy birthday to Chris K. What he's referring to there is Wednesday's edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I did not see this coming. A reveal by an audience member. I don't even want to say too much about it because I want you to experience it in the way that everybody else did. Get my Patreon for free, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and then check out Wednesday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. As far as shows go, it was fairly normal as the rest of them. It was fine. Everybody had a good time. We were laughing. One bit of subject matter, though, had an epilogue. And it was a last paragraph, last page epilogue. And when it was said, I made this face. Oh. Easily one of the most awkward moments of my entire life. Alan, he was there to witness it. He says comical. It was. And deep down, I was like, this is outstanding. But boy, do I wish that I was diving into a wood chipper. I wish right now I was flying out of the World Trade Center on September 11th at about 9:30. Want to get away? Pfft. Maureen helps me tease it with, "Your face was priceless, EZ." And everyone else threw their hands up to their mouths like, "Oh my God, it was great. I wish I had been there live." Holy shit. So even if you just sign up for the free 7 days, watch that podcast. Don't listen to it. Watch it. It's there. Legendary high point moment. I will never forget that as long as I live. I've replayed it in my brain several times. I have not gone back and watched it. I won't. But holy fuck. To me, you know, you got your handful of key show moments from whatever platform, Patreon or the free podcast. And a lot of them are stories that were told and the reaction. And that's dotted my career through both radio and television. And for now, nearly 7 years of podcasting, there have been several of these. That's right up there. That is right up there. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. That is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.